This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Guten Tag, Sie haben die Crew with Jenny and Bitch. It's international radio, you know.
Take your glasses off before the photo.
Gonna go UK theme.
Getting into the car with the Spice Girls. Good work, chap. Pommy bombardment.
That's She's probably
good.
Listening over in the UK.
Ah, this is little Ginny. Let's have it then.
Okay.
Felt like I was going through airport security. Oh my God, the only thing that was missing was me getting felt up by the zappy guy.
I can hear it all the way from Strasbourg, Germany. Thank you, Jenny and Bitch, for providing me with your international radio.
Hi, this is Luciana, and you're listening. The hump day crew.
Do you know what a hump day is? The middle of the week and you've got to get over the hump to get through the weekend.
Oh, that's so Australian. You know what I love about Australia? When you're looking at the news, even the news readers are happy and chilled out. They're so sour and very much like this, and it's all very, very serious. But, you know, news readers in Australia, it's like, yeah, no worries. It's all okay. This is great. And you're listening to the Hump Day Crew, Joy 94.9.
Don't worry about it. I'm just happy to hear from you.
Happy to hear from you too. How have you been? What's been happening?
You know, I've been really well. Just planning the diner, but I'm living up in Sonoma and just in the country. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on your Facebook of horses, and it seems like you're really reconnecting with the country.
I am. I've become an official cowgirl.
Fantastic. Well, I'll have to come to America when I come in 3 weeks. And I'll
take you riding.
I'd love that, Mariah. I'll bring in a Kubra, which is the traditional Australian outback hat for you too.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Have you worn a Kubra before? I've seen one.
No, I'm totally excited.
Oh, fantastic. I'll bring you one of them and you can wear it and you can be initiated into the Australian cowgirl community and the American one at the same time.
I am so excited. I'm on it.
Now, Mariah, I have a gripe I have to pick with.
Okay.
Well, last week I interviewed Beach Girl 5. And when I interviewed you last year, you said that when you had the Pussycat Dolls singing in front of a crowd of lesbians, that torture experience may not necessarily repeat itself. I think it's going to happen this year too.
Isn't it amazing?
They are gorgeous and hot. I mean, Pussycat Dolls, they're hot enough with what they wear, but these girls are from the beach, well, so they wear less clothing, which is very, very difficult.
You know what else, though? All five of them are incredibly talented. With the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, to me, really stood out as the most talented, and this particular girl group, they all could be just individual stars in their own right. So that's exciting for me because it's the real deal. It's not just eye candy.
And they're just only a snippet of the exciting entertainment lineup you have coming up at Club Skirts the Diner.
Still,
I've got no words.
Really? Excited. I love making you happy.
You're making me very happy this year. I know I'm going to be tortured, which I've prepared myself for.
Well, I love the Aussie girls because I'll tell you something. You girls bring a certain zing to the party that it's incomparable. These girls really know how to party in a way that I don't think anybody else can compare to.
Well, hopefully we can live up to your standards when we get there.
Yeah, you better. It's a very high standard. You better.
Whew.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you, Mariah.
Faith in you. Yeah.
Well, another thing I was going to say is, you know, this year as a whole group of Aussie girls are coming up, including myself, can you give us any tips to prepare for the diner or the American culture in general?
Well, yeah, I can. First off, pace yourself. You're going to be very excited when you get there and want to do everything all at once. And we don't want you sleeping through any parties because you overdid it during the day.
Exactly.
That's a common mistake that first-time diner goers make.
They're
so overwhelmed at the pool party that they just have a drink too many and they sleep through the night party.
Okay, tip number one, party steady.
Okay, I would hit the tanning salon because it's going to be very obvious that you're from Australia if you don't. or at least they might mistake you for being from San Francisco. One or the other.
Well, I'm sure when we talk and they go, oh, you have accents, so we're not going to be from San Fran.
Okay, that would be my second hint for you.
Mm-hmm.
In the States, we go on what's called a Dyna diet.
Oh, okay.
It usually starts January 1st, but everybody hits the gym and starts eating a little bit better because you got to get into your bathing suit for the Dyna. So there's a little pressure there.
Okay, I got to brush up on my bikini and my six-pack.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And speaking of six packs, it's always good to be drinking Budweiser.
Budweiser. What's a Budweiser?
So you're gonna have real. It's classic American beer. We call it the king of beer.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
It just sounds very American too.
Budweiser. what else can I tell you to do? Drink lots of water. And please, some people don't take the white party seriously at first timers, and so they'll dress in like black or, and everyone's in white.
Okay, so tip is adhere to the dress code, otherwise you stand out like a canary.
You really do, okay. Yeah. And you'll at first you'll think you're being kind of cool, being different, but you won't feel that way for long.
So that's the one party at Dinah Shore where individuality isn't encouraged.
No, definitely. You can be individual with your white attire for sure. We expect that from you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll kind of look like you've never been before if you're not wearing white.
Okay. Okay. So look like you're a pro and a veteran.
Yeah. I could go on.
I think these tips are sufficient enough.
All right, good.
I was checking out your website just before I interviewed you, and aside from Natasha Bedingfield, BG5, you've got some other amazing talents. Laurel Holloman, one of the Hump Day Crew favourites, will be there as well.
Listen, I'm really excited about this lineup, and what people won't get yet, but they will in a few months, none of these albums are out with what we're calling the Dinah Freshman Class. And albums are really what help catapult the artist. You know, it's album sales and having more than one hit. Natalia Kills, someone to really keep an eye on. She's insanely talented.
Wow.
Tiffany Dunn, she's a little Britney Spears. And Auburn, just a little powerhouse. She's got two really catchy songs that that are out. So Luciana, you guys are very aware of her.
We love Luciana.
Yeah. Didn't she knock Beyonce off the charts in Australia?
Oh, she is. But I interviewed her, and I have to say, she had me at a low. Oh, chow.
Well, you have to meet her.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her when I come up to the dime. Yeah, or drink that water that you talked about, your sponsor. We'll drink that water. And,
It's beer. It's not water.
Is it beer?
Oh, are you making fun of American beer? Did I just catch a little Australian funny?
You did get a little Australian funny. Oh, dear. I'm going to get bashed when I get to America if I mock your beer. No.
You can't call it beer water. There is.
Well, in my defense, Australians sometimes drink beer like it's water.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I've been guilty of that once or twice.
Really? Can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait for America.
No, you're going to have so much fun. I'll tell you something. The accent goes a long way because, you know, the American girls love accents.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That alone's your card. There's your calling card right there. Just say hello.
G'day. I'm Australian. How's it going? Can I have some of your water?
They're going to throw you in a hotel room.
Yay! And that's your most
exactly.
important tip.
You got it. Just say hello.
Fantastic. A lineup, I know Luciana is one of our favorites. Who else have you got coming up?
Devin the Cataracts. That's my first pick for the breakout artist of next year. They collaborated with Fari Smoothman and actually wrote Like a G6, which was an international number one song. And they're following up with their album in, I think, 3 weeks. And it's, I don't know if you're familiar with Bass Down Low, but that's a big hit right now. But they've got a couple other hits coming out. They're phenomenal. The Cataracts are really great DJ producers. And Dev's she's just fun, and she's got a great voice, and she's a little hipster. So I think people are going to really love that concert. And then we've got Shelley Wright. And apparently she's looking for a golf partner. And, you know, she's drop-dead gorgeous. So... I actually play golf, and I so wish I could just run off from my event and go play golf with Shelley Wright. Can't. So if you know any Aussies that want to bring their sticks with them, I have a great golf date.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. I'll do an Aussie goth recruit before I come up to Dinah.
All right.
And I'll hook that up for you, Mariah. Anything for you.
Thank you. And back at you. Oh, you know what else we have that we haven't promoted enough of? But Angela Robinson, who's the director of like Herbie Fully Loaded and Debs, she created the web series Girl Trash.
Oh, Debs. We love Debs.
Yeah. Well,
we try to discover.
I love it. She is hosting a pool party at our second pool at the Riviera, and she's invited a lot of either friends of hers or a lot of girl trash actresses in the web series, but half of them are L Word actresses. So, like, Clementine Ford's going to be there, and there's about four others that were, they weren't primary characters, but they were at least full season actresses. So we have a little girl trash L Word fest, which I'm really excited about.
I think, Mariah, all you need to say is L Word. I can speak for Australia alone in the Australian lesbian community. If you say L Word, we don't care if they're primary or secondary characters. We just care that they're characters.
No, well, they're all at the pool. Now, does Australians, do they like the real L Word as well?
The real L Word, I don't think, that was only shown on cable here, so I don't think everyone got to see that, but we did, we were a huge fan of, I think, was it Natalie Garcia?
Oh, love her. She'll be there. She's in the web series.
Oh, fantastic. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, this is very, very exciting, Mariah. And we're very excited to be coming up and be a part of this great event.
Well, thank you. And I'm really glad that you're coming. And I'm glad that you're bringing a posse.
Absolutely. I've got to introduce you to a posse that we call down here, Lipstick Mafia. And I've told your lovely publicist, Mona, about the Lipstick Mafia. Have you heard about them?
Well, you know, it sounds very familiar.
The Lipstick Mafia, we're a group of feminine ladies. And we hold events and little parties across Australia. So we'll be coming up, and we'll have to check out the American Lipstick Mafia if there is a version up there.
Well, you know, there may very well be. And so there might be a hoedown here.
There might be a different kind of mafia there, which we're worried about.
We might have the battle of the Australian and American lipstick mafia. That sounds like it could be pretty intense.
That could be a different pool party on its own, Mariah. I'm just throwing out ideas for you.
Instead of guns, you would have nail files as weapons, right?
Or lipstick smeared all over our faces instead of jelly.
Yeah, take that and then you smear their face. I like this idea.
I think this is a concept for Diner 2012, the Lipstick Mafia
you
Awards.
You scratch them with your nail file. Or
hair pulling and everything going on.
Yeah.
Stealing each other's clothes.
Not fair. Even for femmes, you guys should not be doing that.
No, we shouldn't do. That's not very nice.
No.
No.
Yeah, hair pull. No, that is just unfair play.
Well, Mariah Hanson, thank you very much for your time today. It's been so exciting chatting to you, and we're all geared up. Club Skirts the Diner 2011. We're very, very excited. Check thediner.com for all information on all the headline acts, how you can book tickets, and, of course, how you can book a few rooms over there. The Riviera Hotel looks beautiful.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.